morning, guys, at State Grid Brazil. Today's Friday, June 26, 2020. We've reached the end of another week, and we have a lot to celebrate. June is a month of joy in Brazil, when love is celebrated and church fairs known as quermesses is spread across the country. This year, we had to adapt to virtual June festivities, but that's okay because we're together and we have gone through another week. Here, your energy is always on the rise. Let's start the day wishing happy birthday to Lucas de Castro and Hu Lingwen from Rio. And tomorrow, it will be happy birthday to Lijane Lima and Thiago Pinheiro, also from Rio.
Subo nesse palco, minha alma cheira talco, como bumbum de bebê.
Today, we say happy birthday to Gilberto Gil. He is 78 years old and an example of an artist who knows how to use the power of communication, making smart poetry and songs to convey his message to the audience. It's impossible to talk about Brazilian popular music without mentioning him. In addition to being a composer and singer, Gil is an instrumentalist and record producer with over 50 albums. His repertoire is very diverse, with songs influenced by different styles, such as rock, reggae, African music, funk, disco, and of course, typical Brazilian rhythms. Gil already said, "There are many ways to make music. I prefer them all."
O rei da brincadeira,
Ei, José.
O rei da confusão,
Ei, João.
Um trabalhava na feira,
Ei, José.
Outro na construção.
Ei,
Baiano from Salvador is one of the creators of Tropicalismo, a Brazilian cultural movement that emerged in the 60s, with a strong influence of avant-garde currents and pop culture of the time. His song, Domingo no Parque, is a classic song from this movement. There's a mixture of rock and Brazilian music. To give you an idea, in the presentation made in a famous popular music festival in 1967, Gil sang and played together with the rock band Os Mutantes, and included viola, berimbau, an orchestra, and classical instruments with a guitar. He was the runner-up in the competition. Blowing out candles today is one of the main pop divas currently, Ariana Grande. She's just 27 and has been in the show business for over 20 years. She was the leading character in musicals and a teen star. On Broadway, her debut was at the age of 15. She has been in Brazil twice, in 2015 and 17, performing in Rio and São Paulo and driving fans crazy.
Vejam esta maravilha de cenário. É um episódio relicário.
We leave a fun fact to the end. June 26 is the day of geography teachers, a more than deserved tribute, don't you agree? After all, geography teachers are the first teachers to introduce children to the planet's climate, countries, and diversities. A good teacher can arouse curiosity in future explorers of the world. Gil, Ariana, and good teachers have all in common the power of communication, which is one of the values of State Grid Brazil. We say goodbye now. Later, in our happy hour, we'll visit the Metropolitan Museum in New York, one of the most important museums in the world. Don't miss it. Next week, we have lots of news for you. It will be a week focusing on our safety. Just wait for it. This podcast is a special production for all employees of State Grid Brazil.